I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. She lived by two rules: love what you do and eat right. They clearly worked for Lila Denmark. At the age of 103, she was the oldest practicing pediatrician in the country when she retired in 2001. Born in Bullock County in 1898, Denmark made a bold choice for a woman at that time: to become a doctor. She went to the Medical College of Georgia and then interned in the segregated black wards at Grady Hospital. Later, she became the first intern at Eggleston Hospital for Children in Atlanta. Setting up a clinic in her home after her daughter was born, Denmark practiced for 70 years, rarely charging a patient more than $10. Her research in the 1930s on whooping cough led to the pertussis vaccine that's still in use today. In 1971, Denmark wrote the book entitled Every Child Should Have a Chance, arguing against working mothers who put their children in daycare. This distinguished doctor, whose life spanned three centuries, was born February 1, 1898, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.